Hello, dear friend, dear meditator. Welcome back to the podcast Meditation with Raphael. I am your host, your guide, and as always, I am truly honored to be part of your journeys. If you enjoy these meditations, you might also enjoy getting a new meditation every day. I post daily meditations on the Premium Apple podcast as well as on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you get daily downloadable meditations, as well as exclusive videos and content, monthly Zoom meetings with me, Q&A sessions, and special discounts on upcoming courses and meditation retreats. Not only will you enjoy all these perks, you will be supporting the channel in our mission to simplify and demystify meditation, transcendence, and awakening, and spread these beautifully simple techniques to the world. So please, do have a look and sign up now on www.patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. That's Patreon, patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. Or directly on the premium version of this podcast, available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. I also have a free letter that I send out once a week, where I share thoughts on meditation, mindfulness, self-transcendence, and living a great life, as well as news on the content I post on the podcast, on YouTube, and on the blog. You can sign up for free directly on my website, www.RaphaelReiter.com. All the links and information are available in the show notes for this episode, so without further ado, let us begin on today's meditation. Make sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of this meditation, approximately 20-25 minutes, but leave yourself a good buffer at the end of the meditation so that you have time to contemplate, to ponder on that thought, that quote that I will give you at the end of the session. So, if you need to put your phone on flight mode, do so now. Get settled while I blabber around. It's a good time for you to get prepared for the meditation. The way we get prepared, you know, you put your phone on flight mode, make sure you won't be disturbed. Find somewhere that is comfortable and safe to sit. It can be on the floor, on a pillow, on a bolster, on a yoga block. It can also be on the chair, on the edge of your bed. Whatever feels comfortable, whatever is practical for you. And we will start now. So I would like you to sit as naturally as possible. And you'll have to find your center so that you can be in balance and engage in the least muscular efforts possible in order to release tension and to sit as you would in your most natural state. Your most natural state is also your most powerful state. It is your state at your full potential, at your true capabilities. Sit as the best version of who you are capable of being right now. Close your eyes if you've not done so already, as we will work towards dedicating this meditation session to somebody. It can be anybody that you choose. It can also be a group of people. Hands to the heart, either in a prayer position or flat hands on the chest, whatever feels more natural, more comfortable to you. Deep inhale in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we release and project our love, our gratitude and appreciation towards that person. And if you would like to do so, you can take a few extra moments to imagine, visualize that person receiving your gift. And note how that feels like. I will now start the vibration. It will be very soft, so you won't hear it just yet. But when you do hear it, when you do find it, put your attention, your awareness, your focus on that vibration, gently, effortlessly, and put it on the foreground of your mind. Keep it there during the entirety of the meditation. When thoughts come, it's okay. It's part of the meditation, it's part of the process. Don't try to eliminate those thoughts and don't judge these thoughts. The only thing to do is to not do. And gradually let your mind slide back to the vibration. Very, very gently. Bring it back on the foreground. When the meditation fades out and disappears, let it resonate in your mind for a few extra moments. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation session is over. If you feel like it, take a nice deep breath and open your eyes. Stay there. Enjoy the peace, enjoy the calm. Enjoy being who you're supposed to be, your natural self. Trust your instincts and your senses. And before I let you go to contemplate on the important questions of life, I would like to share a quote with you by Chuang Tzu, who is a Taoist writer. He was, a Taoist philosopher or teacher, master, however we want to call it, it's just a word. He lived after Lao Tzu, so he commented on him a lot of the time. He says, I quote, "Suppose I try saying something. What way do I have of knowing that if I say I know something, I don't really not know it? Or what way do I have of knowing that if I say I don't know something, I don't really in fact know it?" End of quote. As I said last time, Chuang Tzu was very humorous. And the way I see this quote, it's the whole thing of the "am I in a dream" question, right? So if I dream I'm a butterfly, how do I know that I'm not a butterfly dreaming that I'm a human dreaming that I'm a butterfly, right? What is the way of knowing? What is real? What is not? Doesn't matter. Ask yourself these questions because it's fun, and reflect on your own reality, your own mortality, and your own experience of life, your own existence. Contemplate on nature, be in awe in front of nature. And this slightly complicated quote, if you would like to reread it many times, I posted it for you on Instagram. And contemplate on it, ask yourself that question, repeat it a few times. It's like a mantra. It's quite funny. But let me know how this goes in the comments below, send me a message. And journal about it also, it helps to write. Thank you so much for being here today, for taking the time, and giving yourself the opportunity, the gift of being present in the moment and experiencing the core of who you really are. Remember that it doesn't matter if today was deep or not deep, it is all part of a process. The important thing is to keep practicing and to make your mindfulness and meditative practices as consistent as you can. If you're interested, remember that you can have access to daily meditations with me, as well as other cool perks by becoming a supporter of Meditation with Raphael on Patreon. Have a look at the links in the show notes for the Patreon page, the premium Apple Podcast page, the links to the blog, the free weekly letter, and ways to get in touch with me. I always love hearing from you, so do not hesitate to send me a message on Twitter or Instagram, or directly on my email. Until next time, remember that I see you, I feel you, and I appreciate you. Take care. Bye-bye.